advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Slime, King of Crash, the Colossus of Cloud, the Colossus of Cloud.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer Eric Ostrowski. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. And we each week have a giveaway. We're giving away a box of 2015 Topps High Tech Baseball and a 2015-16 Opeachy Blackhawks 15-card team set. If you tweet a question at TCrownTom, or give us a call, 312-332-3776, and you get on the air. We'll get you in the drawing. And Bill Huggins, have you picked up anything recently for the February Huggins and Scott auction that's a neat item or two?
Well, actually, I have. We're in Chicago right now. I'm doing the show over at the Rosemont Convention Center, and I met three different guys here on Thursday that came, and I think all three of them had heard us on the radio. One guy, one gentleman, Steve, brought me a very nice single signed Babe Ruth ball that was made out to his grandfather.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Just a gorgeous, bold, clear signature and everything. And another gentleman brought us the football that Raymond Berry caught in the 1958 NFL championship game for a touchdown that was given, that he purchased from Raymond Berry.
You got that, huh? That's neat. That's going to be interesting to see how that one goes.
But, and another gentleman had a whole collection of E120s pasted in the album, the American League version, with three Ruths and two Cobbs. And
jeez, so very nice. You're having... Even with the weather, you're having a good weekend, huh? Boy, you sure picked a good one, huh? Driving in today, got into the icebox on wheels, and I'm driving in, and some guy almost sideswipes me who doesn't have his lights on. That was pretty much me the whole way. The Vince-a-roo, you're on location somewhere, right, Vince?
Yeah, I'm off site, so... Well, it's very cold this morning.
It is very cold. Yesterday, I actually ended up closing early at T-Crown yesterday. It turned into, like, whiteout conditions at T-Crown. But that was good. You guys made it in early, and it turned out to be a good day. It was a fun day, so that was all right. Yeah.
I pull up to your place yesterday. You're out there shoveling the snow for all your fans to come in and visit you on Saturday.
Yeah, right.
Doing it all, Tom.
I do, yeah. Yeah, if the toilets need cleaning, there's nobody else doing it. Old T-Crown Tom's at it.
That's
again,
right.
Yes. So now there's lots of stuff coming in for the February auction. You know, talking about those, Bill, I can't wait to see those Hall of Fame cut signatures that I sent in. This lot was incredible, what we picked up. It had Jackie Robinson, Walter Johnson, Campanella, Roberto Clemente, Honus Wagner, Babe Ruth. Once those, hopefully they all are authentic. There's going to be a lot of nice Hall of Fame autographs in the February Huggins and Scott auctions, Bill.
Oh, yeah. No, we've got quite a bit of good stuff. I was talking to our writers, and they said they've got 300 or 400 lots already in the system with another, 6 to 7 weeks to write. So it'll be another another bunch of goodies.
I really like the new design of your catalog. It really looked good.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of feedback with that and our new logos on our website and everything. So I guess they all told me, Josh and Ricky and everybody told me, Dad, time to move into the 2000s. We have an 1880s logo here.
Yeah, that's right. It is the 21st century. You can tell that when you call your cell phone, Bill, and Ricky's doing the voiceover for you. That's actually one of the best messages on a voicemail I've ever heard. I really like that. Now, there's messages. People can bring stuff into Triple Crown in Naperville a lot, or send me pictures of items on Twitter. For instance, Bob sent a real neat picture. It's Elmer Angsman, who played for the Chicago Cardinals and Notre Dame, an autographed photo. It's like an action kind of posed action photo. And it's really neat, but it's more for Bob because it's personalized, which hurts. And he was a very good player, but not, as far as I can tell, not a real valuable autograph. I would think it's a neat item, probably in the $30 to $50 range is all it is. But really cool. I posted it on Twitter if you want to look at it. Really cool looking photo, without a doubt. Walt is in Spring Valley. Now, where's Spring Valley, Walt? Give me a little geography lesson.
Well, we're not too far from Star Rock.
Oh, okay. I know where you're talking then.
Yeah, we're a little west of Star Rock.
I haven't been there in a while. Starved Rock used to go there once in a while. That was pretty neat.
Yeah, it is. It's very nice.
So what's up? What do you have?
I've got what I believe to be a ball signed by the 1954 Dodgers.
Well, that would be good.
Now, it's got Jackie Robinson on it, Roy Campanella.
Beautiful.
How
clean is the ball? How bold are the signatures, and how many signatures are on it?
It's very clean. I've never counted the signatures on it.
You think there's like 20 or so, or more than 20?
Yeah, around 20.
Wow. Now, Bill, wasn't it that year that if there were three signatures in one particular pattern that they were clubhouse signatures? Does that ring a bell to you?
Oh, yeah, Walt. I mean, on one panel, if you've got Jackie Robinson, Roy Campanella, and Carl Erskine, 1, 2, 3 in order, chances are way better than 90% that those three may have been signed by the clubhouse boy.
Oh, okay.
Do you have it in that order?
Yes.
Ah, well, that's that. So what does that do to
that's not the end, Walt. It's not the end all. The ball still has some significant value. I mean, you still got Snyder and Hodges and, you know,
right,
other good guys on there. But for some reason, I guess the authenticators have determined that most of the balls, when they were put out in the clubhouse to be signed, and you couldn't find those three guys, Robinson, Campy, and Erskine, they were somewhere. Some little Johnny clubhouse boy was got to be pretty good at signing these, you know.
Yeah, so what does that cost? Maybe a grand or so? Like maybe $500 instead of $1,500 roughly? Or you know, what is that?
I would say that's probably more along the lines. Depending on how bold the signatures are and whether or not it's on a official National League ball, and are there any other clubhouses on there? Sometimes they're, I guess the guy got a little carried away and he signed the whole ball, you know, but it's probably a $500 to $1,000 ball, whereas if the signatures are genuine, and don't get me wrong, there is a possibility they could be, it's probably a $2,000 to $4,000 ball.
So, Bill, you would definitely, if he wanted to send it in for an auction, you would definitely want him to send it in, then you'd send it to JSA or PSA DNA and have him check
100%.
It over. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%, Walt. If it's something you're looking to sell, get in contact with either me or bring it into Tom at Triple Crown, and we would be happy to at least get it looked at for you, and then we can decide from there what you want to do with it.
Okay.
Neat baseball, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, this came from Russ Meyer, who was with the Dodgers at the time,
uh-huh.
And he was originally from Peru, Illinois.
Oh, really?
And I knew my father. My father got it through Russ Meyer.
Okay. Yeah, that's neat. Good story going with it. So, you know, hopefully it turns out that they're all good, but if you do think you want to auction it, you can either contact me at Triple Crown in Naperville or Huggins and Scott during the week. Their number is 301-608-0355.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for the call. Hopefully that's a good one. So, Vince Aru, did you come up with any trades, Cubs, White Sox, Nationals, any trades overnight?
Well, I was still picking your brain to see what you actually want for sale. You know, I'd like to see them on the north side, you know?
Well, to be honest with you, I thinking about sale, I was actually thinking about that. If I'm GM of the White Sox, I did come up with a player that I would have to trade if the Rockies wanted to trade Nolan Arenado for sale. I don't care how good Sale's contract is for the team. I think I'd have to do that. He's a young
guy. He's a real
guy.
Deal, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a real deal. His road numbers are just as good as what he did at Colorado.
Yeah, big power, home and away, and a really good defensive player, which I really want to see the White Sox improve their defense. So I think that would be – I don't know that the Rockies would ever do it, but if that offer was out there, I would take that one for sure. Sorry, that wouldn't help you as the Cubs GM, would you?
No, it wouldn't, but he's an exciting young player, and he had a great season last year, and you targeted him in spring training. You liked him out of the gate, didn't you?
Yeah, I picked him early in fantasy. I just thought he looked like one of those guys I'm going to interrupt myself. Speaking of fantasy, Vince, what am I going to talk about here? Bill, during the summer, I was complaining about how bad I was in this fantasy golf. And I started getting better as the year went on. But luckily for me, they have a fall, what do they call it, a fall finish.
Fall finish, yep.
Okay, there's like 85 guys in this. And the last tournament is this week. I'm fourth going into the last tournament, and I picked my man who I don't even know how to pronounce his name. I think it's Kevin Kistner.
Kistner, you're right.
Yes, and hopefully I'm not Kistnering my prize goodbye after today. But if he wins, I win, and going into this last round, he's got a 3-stroke lead. Hang in there, Kistner. Come on.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I'm not a political guy, but I think I'm going to be Kistner for president if he wins today.
Well, you might be just like the second or third person in his fan club besides his parents.
Yeah, you know,
if he wins, you'll do it. You know?
I actually searched him on eBay to see if there was something, if I win, that I could pick up a, you know, like a Kistner sign thing or something. I don't think he's had a card yet. Come on. Upper deck, let's get him out there. Get him in.
Well, if he wins today.
Yeah. I think if he didn't, I'd have him on the dartboard, so we'll see what happens.
Boy, I'll tell you, I never saw so many mini Chris Bryants running around the show yesterday. I guess he was there signing autographs.
Oh, really? Okay.
And, I mean, if I didn't see 100 or more Chris Bryant jerseys, people wearing them around there.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. That he's I think an untradeable commodity for the Cubs. I think he's like the guy right now that the fans have just really gotten attached to. He looked a little shaky in the playoffs, but what a great August September he had, and Arrieta had. I mean, what a finish they had those last 2 months. But now it's a new year coming up, and me as general manager of the White Sox, I mean. I'm kind of – the Cubs are on the back burner now. I'm back looking at how are the White Sox going to win the World Series? So that's what I'm looking for, right? Dave from Chicago's on the line. What do you have, Dave?
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
Morning.
Awesome. I have a baseball. Over the season, I took my son to the game, the Cubs game, and he was fortunate enough to get Rizzo, Bryant, and Russell, all three of them to sign the ball.
Ooh, nice.
And I was curious as to, you know, in another 10 years from now, what is the expected value of that? And if I could get one or two more signatures from that team, what would they be? What would be the best ones to get?
Okay, you have Rizzo, Russell, and Schwarber?
Bryant.
And Bryant. Well, you know, I would try to get as many guys that were on that team as possible. But if you're only going to get one or two, get the young guys, I guess, get Schwarber and I guess wait till after that, see if they trade anybody else. But but if nothing else, you've got the if you get everybody that was on the team last year, then that's a really good team signed ball from if it turns into a dynasty. Who can, have we ever talked about the potential of a Cub dynasty? But let's say let's say it did turn into a dynasty and they win three World Series in the next 10 years or 5 years, whatever it is, that would be a really good ball as the first ball where that team's together, don't you think, Bill?
Well, if the plan, the better plan may be to hold it and to see if they, if you just have those three guys, find the team that they are going to all be on, and maybe this year's, it may be next year's. And if they do win it all, that's the one you want to fill in around those three with.
Yeah, that's true, actually. So if they do all, yeah, you're right. If they did all stick with the Cubs, that's actually a really good point. You know, especially if you do think they have, I mean, you got to at least think they have a decent chance to be in the World Series the next couple of years and maybe win one. So that's actually a very good point. Maybe keep who you have you know, wait and see. If not, last year's team is a real good team to have with all the young talent on it.
I appreciate the call. Right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for the call. So the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We're giving away a box of 2015 Topps High Tech Baseball and a 2015-16 Opeachy Blackhawks 15-card team set. Nobody picked up the prize last week, so we're going to give that away to one caller. Or if you tweet me an item and I use it on the show, you get in the drawing. Winner has to email vince@ercdelivery.com, and then they'll set it up for the free delivery from ERC to your door. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8 taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call, 312-332-3776, or tweet an item to @TCrownTom. A picture, if we use it on the show, you get in a drawing. A box of high-tech baseball and a Blackhawks team set is the prize. Superman Todd tweeted a very interesting, neat-looking item to me earlier this week. It's a salesman sample of a Super Bowl ring. It looks like it's a Patriots sample. Bill, some of those this is a tongue twister. Some of those salesman samples actually can go for some pretty good money, can't they?
Oh, yeah, especially the older ones. Back in, I don't know, sometime maybe in the mid-'80s or early 90s or something, whoever made the rings, Justin or Tiffany or whoever, or Balfour, they went to encapsulating them in a giant square of cubic zirconium. Because these old salesmen who would travel around to different teams and show them the sample rings, these sample rings just kept falling out of their sample tray at an alarming rate and getting lost. Hence, like, so that I think they went to something where they can show them what it looks like, but you can't put this thing on your finger.
Unless you have a really good chisel.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I want to say some people I've seen who've done that, and it'll damage the ring or certain things will be wrong with it. But the old original salesman samples can bring, $2,000 to $5,000, literally, depending on when they are from, you know.
Wow, really? That much? That's something. Yeah, this was a pretty neat looking picture of the Patriots ring. It looked like it wasn't in anything, but Superman Todd, who knows with him, he comes up with some stuff. Now, also, I'm going to throw in a few things that that ended in the November Huggins and Scott auction. I thought this was interesting, a pretty high price. There was a two-card lot, a Nolan Ryan rookie PSA 7, which is 1968 tops, and a PSA 4 68 Mantle. The two of those went for $4,000. That seemed like a big price for those, didn't it, Bill?
Yeah, I think the 7 Ryan may have been slightly undergraded is what a lot of people were telling.
Oh, I see. That they thought they could
and
at least get a half more.
Like,
huh?
Yep, they're saying that this thing could be an 8 or more, you know.
Oh, huh. Yeah, that thing really took off. So, and
it's an old grade.
It is.
You know,
okay.
Yeah, you can tell by the number of the card and the design of the little flip. So there were several different of these old card aficionados who can tell the difference between 7s and 8s and 8s and 8.5s. And I'm pretty sure those few guys had a war over that thing.
Yeah, they must have. They probably figured with the – and now that they have the half-point grades, too, that they'd at least go up a half grade if nothing else.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I saw that I ordered some of these for Triple Crown. Historic Autograph Company has a product coming out. Vince Aru, I think you're going to like this one. It's called Casey's Juggernauts, and it's a Yankee card from 1948 to 55, along with the corresponding cut signature of whoever that is on the card. And there's different Mantle cards in there. Guys like Whitey Ford, Yogi Berra. And I read something that they're going to be on the registry because I guess they have every Yankee card from each one of the years. I think Bowman and Topps. We'll have to get the details on it. But anyway, it looks like it's going to be a pretty neat product. And not that bad of a price. I think they're going to come out around 120 or so. So,
is there a date where that's coming out, Tom?
I think December 9th is when the in-store date that they're predicting right now. So before Christmas. That'd be a nice Christmas gift, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd tell my wife, put it on my list. You know, yeah. You're right, Tom. I'm going to love that product.
Yeah, I think that'd be a fun one to crack open.
Yep. Vince will be at your store at 12:01 a.m.
That's right. Waiting for that open sign to just click on, you know.
Either that or you'll be riding on the back of the UPS truck. Hey, Vince, there's Vince on the back. Dennis Dennis from Kenosha, Wisconsin on the line. What's up, Dennis?
Hi, Tom. I got a stadium club, top stadium club rookie card of Brett Favre's, and he's on Atlanta. And 1991 was his rookie season, apparently. But what's unusual is they misspell his last name on the front of the card.
Yeah.
And on the back of the card, on top, they misspell it. But in the small black writing, they spell it about four times correctly.
Farve, yeah.
Yes.
Like the way it sounds. When they do something like that and it's an uncorrected error, it really doesn't affect the value, except it makes a nice conversation piece.
Yeah.
But now if they had corrected that, let's say they ran 2,000 copies like that, and then they corrected it, then the shorter printed version would be worth quite a bit. So it just sells like a stadium club Brett Favre rookie. And if you have it in really good shape, I would recommend getting it graded because they did make a lot of those.
Yeah, it's in perfect shape. It's in the the glass thing, you know, the little thing with the screws in the corners. I mean, so it's never been
probably worth getting graded. Then, you know, if you think you can get a gem mint, or that'd be a good one to grade by Beckett, because if you could somehow get a pristine grade, that would help the value a ton. I've got an error card that I've been sitting on since, what was it? I guess 1997 or something. But this card, I think it really might be a one of one. What they did at the time, this was from Ultra Basketball, Fleer Ultra Basketball, and I got a Kobe Bryant card, which it's a gold card where it says gold medallion on it, but they have the fronts like kind of half gold, half not, half regular, and I've got a regular card. I've got a real gold medallion, and I've got the Kobe actually in a Beckett holder as an 8.5. I I have never seen another Kobe. The only other guy that I've seen like this over the years was an Antoine Walker. I really think there was only one sheet where they did it like this, and it really looks cool. But whenever I post it, or even if I contact Beckett, they didn't keep a record at the time of how many were like that. So I can't prove it's a one of one, but I really think it might be. And when you look at from that time, his, I think it's his platinum numbered to 100 sells for over $1,000. To me, this has the potential to be big, but I can't prove it. It's frustrating, isn't it?
Has any of the other one-offs sold from that product?
You never even see them anymore. The Antoine Walker, that was years ago I saw that on eBay. I've posted it on some boards. I even posted it on Twitter once. I might, maybe now that I've talked about it on the show, I'll post it again. Really neat card, though. And I'm not giving it up until I get some good money on it. I'll probably take it to my grave, and somebody will go, oh, yeah, that's not that big a deal. You know, but I like it. So, Dennis,
that's important. Right?
That's right. Hey, Vince Aru, you're keeping track of these calls, right, for the drawing?
Yes,
I'm
absolutely.
Not supposed, okay.
Yep. Small responsibility to the show.
Okay.
I do that. I'm on top of it.
Very good. Dennis from Batavia is on the line. What's up, Dennis?
Hi, Tom. Love the show.
Thank you.
What I got here, I sent a photograph to T. Crown, emailed it.
Yeah.
My wife went to an auction, and I got these cut signatures of Ted Williams, George Babe Ruth, and Joe DiMaggio.
Ooh,
and
nice.
I'd like to know what to do with them. Do you just take them to PSA, or do you put them on a frame or something?
Well, are you thinking of selling them, or do you just want to display them?
Well, I've never had anything worth this much, so I'd like to display them.
Yeah, well, if you're going to keep them, it makes a real nice display if you contact Art and Frame in Naperville. First off, what you'd want to do is get a picture of the guy that you like, and then if you mat the cut signature with a photo and then matting around it in a nice frame, it makes a great display on the wall, if that's really what you're thinking of doing it. If you're selling it, if you're really just thinking of selling it, first thing you probably want to do, Bill, wouldn't you think, is get the, like if for the Babe Ruth, get the signature graded, maybe slabbed, if you're going to sell it?
Oh, yeah, or certainly get it authenticated, and depending on the strength of the signature would determine whether or not it would warrant getting it graded as well.
Yeah, but it makes a really neat display if you're thinking of keeping it in a matting with a neat photo, like an action photo or just a photo that you like of the particular player that you.
Yeah, and I'm sure the framing company that you guys, that is our one of our sponsors, would be happy to make a beautiful display out of it for them.
Oh yeah, they're really good. Agatha at Art and Frame in Naperville is really good to work with too. So.
Okay.
I would suggest contacting her if that's what you think you want to do with them. And if you're going to do that, if you want to stop by and show them to me, I'm always open to looking at things like that and taking a picture of them and tweeting it, even if you're not going to sell them. It's cool stuff.
Yes, that's my first thought, is show it to you first.
Yeah, Triple Crown in Naperville. I love to look at that stuff.
That's perfect, Tom. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for the call. Next on the line we have John from Chicago. What's up, John?
Hey, how are you guys doing? I had a question. I want a Brian Urlacher ball, you know, the half leather, half white on one side with his signature. Then I was able to get Dick Butkus and Mike Singletary to sign it as well. And then the last signature I got on it was Mike Ditka. And I was wondering if that was a mistake to have him sign it rather than to have the three linebackers, Hall of Fame linebackers, on
it. It's not really a mistake as long as Urlacher makes the Hall of Fame, and that'll be the upset of the century if he doesn't make it. I hear him on with Waddle and Sylvie once in a while, and you can tell when they mention the Hall of Fame, he goes, "I'm not in it yet. I'm not in it yet." You know, he doesn't want to say
it or anything.
But yeah. How does he not? When Urlacher played, where you could really tell just how great he was, was when he'd ever get injured or wasn't in the lineup, or look at what happened to him after, you know, he left. They were just so pathetic when he wasn't there. I mean, he was really, he's a Hall of Famer for sure. So to me, a lot of people do just have, you know, the linebackers, but Bill, I don't think that hurts it with a Ditka on there, do you?
No, not at all. I mean, Mike Ditka is to the Bears, you know, what, you know, Tom Landry was to the Cowboys, or Vince Lombardi to the Packers. So, yeah, no, that's peanut butter.
So that ball would have some value, you think, or?
Oh, yeah, sure. With the four of them on a ball, you're probably looking, I don't know, somewhere 2 to 3, 350, something like that, as long as they're all authentic and authenticated and nice, clean signatures. Yeah, so it's a good ball.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, and don't forget, you can tweet me an item. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. Dwayne from actually brought this in to Triple Crown. Dwayne was the guy who went to Denny McClain's 30th win in 1968. Denny McClain was the last pitcher to ever win 30 in one season, and probably will be the last pitcher to ever do it. I think he had 24 complete games that year. You know,
amazing.
This year, the winners in complete games had four, so it's kind of, you know, it's tougher with the five-man rotation. But anyway, Dwayne took a really neat picture of McClain in front of the dugout. Dwayne said he was standing on the dugout for this picture, and I tweeted it at T-Crown Tom of McClain shaking Dizzy Dean's hand after the game, and then he later had McClain sign it. But Dizzy Dean was the last guy before McClain to win 30 games, and I think he had 28 complete games or whatever that year. So pretty, really neat picture. And I think he said he printed it at the time. I think that's got some pretty good value to it. You know, I really like it. I just think it's neat. So I would think it probably has to be at least $100. And, Bill, would that be any different if you could prove, if there was a date on it, that you could prove that it was printed within a year of the time it actually happened?
Well, yes, it would. However, like what you just said, I don't know how you could prove that, you know.
Yeah, if it isn't dated at the time.
Although a lot of those pictures I remember back in those days when they had the developing, they put dates on the back.
They did do that quite a bit. Now, he had this blown up bigger, and I don't know if they did it on those. Well, it's time for another short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. Give us a call. We're on till 8, and hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 talking about collectibles, answering questions about the value of your collectibles, and trying to give estimates of what things might go for in a current auction. I follow the NBA draft every year pretty closely, and the Knicks fans were not happy when Phil Jackson picked Kristaps Porzingis. A lot of flack about that one. And those same guys right now are saying what a genius Phil Jackson was. Last night, he had 24 points, 14 rebounds, and I think 7 blocks in a win over the Rockets. So it is definitely the year of the return of the big man in the NBA. Karl Anthony Towns has been very impressive. Okafor from Duke, he's impressive. Porzingis. And I really do think Frank Kaminsky is going to turn out to be a good player. So we got some. And then there's Willie Cauley-Stein's not bad either. So the NBA needed some new big guys, and they definitely got them. I'm following already now for next year some of the top picks, and this guy Ben Simmons from LSU. I actually watched a bunch of film on him at NBA Draft Scout, I think is the website, where they have the strengths and the weaknesses. And I've heard guys comparing him to LeBron. After watching him, he reminds me a little bit more of a Scottie Pippen type player. But he's a passer like Magic Johnson. I posted a video on T Crown Tom, my Twitter ID, where he's 6'9", he's got the ball coming down the middle. He does, on the move, a bounce pass behind his back to the wing guy who got a layup. 6'9 guy. He's got great court vision. Not a really good shooter. He's got good arm span, not like the freakish Pippen wingspan, but a really good. I think he's going to be a really fun player to watch. And I'm pretty sure LSU is playing Marquette, maybe even Monday. So that's a pretty good team that they can, just to see him. I want to see him play a whole game if I can. But they're talking about him number one overall pick and with another good-looking group for next year's draft. So already from this year, though, Porzingis and Karl Anthony Towns, especially in Okafor, are selling for really good money. They're short printed autographs out of this year's basketball product. So that's good. Basketball needed an influx of big men talent. Pete from Palos Hills is on the line. What do you have there, Pete?
I got a Tony Esposito autograph goalie stick. Northland. Looks like the real deal.
Oh, you think it might be game used, huh?
I don't know about that. It doesn't have a knob on it. You know, usually the goalie's got a big taped up knob on there. That doesn't have that. But there are puck marks on the side. He was a left-hander, so he wore a glove on the right hand. So the puck marks are on the paddle on the right side.
So,
I don't know.
Would you be able to tell, Bill, like from pictures, if it was game used or just a model that he used? Or do you have a guy that can do that for you?
Well, you know, unlike baseball bats, there really isn't a guy that we use exclusively for hockey sticks and stuff like that. However, like Steve was saying, if it doesn't have the knob on the end, that's a lot of times what the goalies would put that on there, and they would build it up to whatever degree they liked and were comfortable with so that it wouldn't slide out of their hand. So that's almost a telltale that it could have just been used by whoever had the stick or something to put some puck marks on it. But that's still a neat item.
Yeah, still, what do you think? Maybe 200-300 or more?
I would think that would be a T-Crown item, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The 300? I'd say two.
The autograph would have to be authenticated.
When they showed it to me.
Autograph would have to be authenticated if, you know, we were going to sell an item like that, because there are a lot of phony autographs out there, that's for sure. And next on the line, we have Dennis from Crystal Lake. What's up, Dennis? What do you have?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Back in 2002, my buddy who I work with, his brother died, so they decided to hold a bowling tournament, annual bowling tournament at Blinkers off of 95th. And they had a raffle, and I bought some raffle tickets, and one of the items I won was an Urlacher jersey. And has a Polaroid snapshot of him signing the jersey, plus a certified medallion.
Oh, well, you're probably looking 200-300, I would think, on an Urlacher jersey. You know, speaking of donations and raffles, my wife's a nurse, and I got contacted by the Illinois Nurses Foundation, and I had to donate something. I donated an Upper Deck authenticated Derrick Rose basketball. And I got an email from her yesterday. Now, they've got a gala at the Marriott in Naperville on December 5th from 6 o'clock to 11 o'clock where people can go to that. Or this Derrick Rose basketball, they're actually doing an online raffle. I think it opens up, the bidding opens today. Well, it's not even bidding. You buy raffle tickets, $15 each or two for $20. And they're going to do the drawing. I guess you can buy them until December 31st. Winner will be notified January 5th. And you should contact Joanne Buckley, the event director for the Illinois Nurses Foundation, at 312-315-1515. For info, if you do want to buy raffle tickets, that'd be nice. I mean, if you get it's a Upper Deck authenticated Derrick Rose signed basketball. If you win that, I mean, that's worth, depending on how healthy he is at the particular time, anywhere from about 150 to 350. So, but right now it's closer probably to the 150 to 200. But still, I mean, it's a great item. And if you buy two tickets for $20 and you win, you know, you're getting a good deal. Tom from McHenry is on the line. What do you have there, Tom?
Hey, Tom, what do you say? Love the show.
Thanks.
I got something a little different here. My dad used to, he was a Yankee fan growing up, but he used to collect or buy the Who's Who in baseball. And I've got about 30 to 40 volumes dating back. The first one's 1935. And it's got Lou Gehrig on the cover. And then I've got others with Joe DiMaggio on the cover and others.
Now, that's neat. It's not, how good a condition?
Excellent. A couple of the earlier ones are a little beat up. He was young. But, but then he went into the war, and so it's a broken set. It's not a continuous set. But I've got about 30 or 40 volumes.
I don't think there's a ton of value to those, Bill. Does it help any when there's one with a Gehrig on the cover, though?
Oh, you're
DiMaggio,
exactly right. The ones with the better players on the cover from the 30s can sell for $50 to $100, something like that, $70, $60. So some of the lesser ones are probably in the $15-$20 range. If you get a little earlier than 1935, I think they started those things in the late teens, if I'm not mistaken. Some of those can be several hundred dollars or more.
Yeah, so it's more, there's the neat quality to it. Might even want to get like a Gehrig framed and display it. I think it's almost neater as a display and a conversation piece than the value you'd be able to get if you did sell it. You know, we were talking about game-used hockey sticks. I saw in the November auction there was a 1950s Jacques Plante game-used hockey stick sold for $2,500, so that was pretty good. And talking about basketball, remember I told the story about the 1984 U.S. Olympic team-signed basketball where the ball came from the son of the dentist for the Milwaukee Bucks in the 80s when the Olympic team played at Kohl Arena in Milwaukee. The dentist got the team to sign one, so it had an early MJ signature on it. That sold for $2,300. Which was a good price for that ball. Corey from Valparaiso's on the line. What do you have there, Corey?
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. I got a Joe Paterno autographed baseball.
Huh. Now, that's something I don't see very often. I think with all the problems at the end there, do you ever run any of his stuff, Bill? Did his values plummet if you do, or have you noticed?
I don't know that they plummeted. They certainly, I think the interest level kind of died off is what it was. There are still thousands upon thousands of Paterno fans out there. But, I mean, a single-signed baseball, Joe Paterno, I would get you to say it's still $100 to $200.
Yeah, well, that's actually pretty good. It isn't. I've never seen one, actually. So from that standpoint, there's probably not a big supply of them. Yesterday, a Triple Crown customer had a pretty funny story. There was an Andrew Haney one-of-one Bowman Sterling pulled by somebody we know. And really neat card. We looked up the stats, and I didn't realize how many games he had ended up. I knew he was a big-time prospect, but how many games he ended up pitching for the Angels and how well he did. But Max was in. And he knew all about Haney. I guess he follows him some on Twitter, what he says. And Max said Haney was traded from the Marlins to the Dodgers. And like 2 hours later, he was traded from the Dodgers to the Angels. And at that time, he tweeted to the Dodgers, "Thanks for the memories." The 2 hours were the best 2 hours of his life.
Funny.
So that
as soon as I hit that card yesterday and Max saw it, he just fired off. Oh, yeah, Haney had a 3.5 ERA last year. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you looked it up and it was like 3.49.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's a Haney guy without a doubt. So
well done, Max.
Yeah, I knew he was a big prospect, but I didn't realize just how, I mean, he's really good. That card could have some really good value to it. It'd be interesting to see what happens with that one.
Well, it's on eBay, so we'll find out the next week or so.
You have it on there already?
Yeah, I put it on there last night.
Okay, so Bowman Sterling 2014 one-of-one if you're a Haney fan. Do you believe we're already at the end of the show? It doesn't seem possible. We're already here, though, Vince. and it's time to do the drawing.
All right, this week's winner is Dennis from Batavia. So, Dennis, send me your address, vince@ercdelivery.com, and I'll deliver the prize free of charge.
There were a lot of Dennises in the drawing today, so this was Dennis from Batavia who's the winner.
Yes.
All right, and the prize was a box of 2015 Topps High Tech Baseball and a 2015-16 Opeachy Blackhawks 15-card team set, so that's very good. Now, don't forget, immediately following our show is the Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. He usually either has Chris Bleck or Adam Abdallah with him, and it's a really good show. I always listen to it on the way home, so stay tuned for that one. I think Alshon is not expected to play today. Boy, I love Alshon. I love watching him play, but it's kind of a tough call what they're going to do with him. To me, what I think... Why don't you do them where, what do they call that, where you can hang on to them for a year as your, like, key player, and you just pay them for 1 year and you protect them for a year?
Franchise them.
Yeah. I'd want to do that with Alshon, I think, and see if you can get a complete year with him and Kevin White healthy together. But it'll be interesting to watch now, Bears-Broncos. Check out HugginsandScott.com, and thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week.